This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump today held his first news conference since winning the presidential election last November. Trump released his plan to separate himself from his business empire so as to avoid a conflict of interest once in office. He said he will create a trust in which two of his sons, along with another executive, will run his business interests after his January 20th inauguration. Trump acknowledged that Russia meddled in the November election, but said that if Russian President Vladimir Putin likes him, he considers that an asset, not a liability. Trump said he will be tougher in dealing with the Russian leader than his opponent, Hillary Clinton, would have been. The president-elect denounced as false media reports about the dossier said to support allegations that Russia compiled tawdry personal information about him and that his campaign officials colluded with Russian intelligence.
It should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper. But it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace. I think it's an absolute disgrace.
Donald Trump. The United Arab Emirates has confirmed that the killing of five of its diplomats in a bomb attack Tuesday in the Afghan city of Kandahar. The blast killed a total of at least 11 people and wounded 16, mostly Afghan government officials. Gambia's outgoing president has issued a warning to foreign leaders not to interfere in his country's electoral process. The comment comes as several African presidents are scheduled to meet with him on Thursday. Yahya Jammeh says the country can figure out for itself whether he should give up power after he lost an election in December. He warned against what he called propaganda and misinformation aimed at discrediting him. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson is facing confirmation hearings before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Questioned about U.S. relations with Russia, Tillerson says that country opposes a danger to the U.S. He said Russia must be held accountable for its invasion of Ukraine and that NATO is right to be alarmed by a resurgent Russia. Tillerson said the U.S. is not likely to ever be friends with Russia, noting that the two nations have starkly different values. U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions faced a second day of confirmation hearings Wednesday as President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General. In an unusual move, Senator Cory Booker, a black Democrat from New Jersey, testified against his colleague, accusing Sessions of having what he called deeply troubling views on the issue of race.
Senator Sessions has not demonstrated a commitment to a central requisite of the job, to aggressively pursue the congressional mandate of civil rights, equal rights, and justice for all of our citizens.
House members John Lewis and Cedric Richmond also testified. Sessions denied charges of racial prejudice during testimony Tuesday. The United Nations confirms a high-level international conference that could lead to a final agreement on the reunification of Cyprus will be convened Thursday in Geneva. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Special advisor to the UN Secretary General on Cyprus, Espen Barth Ida, calls the conference historic. He says this will be the first time the three guarantor countries, Greece, Turkey, and Britain, will be meeting with the Greek and Turkish Cypriot delegations to discuss the contentious issue of security guarantees that will kick in once a settlement is reached. Foreign ministers of the three guarantor nations will attend the conference. The European Union has been invited as an observer. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Somalia's lower house of parliament re-elected its speaker Wednesday, the first top official chosen in an election process marred by delays and allegations of vote buying. Mohamed Osman Jawari won election in the first round with 141 out of 259 votes. His closest challenger, Abdirashid Mohamed Hidig, received 97 votes. An American citizen arrested in the shooting of a U.S. consular official in Mexico last week has been extradited. Zia Zafar was brought back Monday, one day after his arrest by Mexican authorities. A surveillance video posted on Facebook by the U.S. consulate shows the shooter waiting outside a parking garage before opening fire on Christopher Ashcraft's car as he was driving out of the garage. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.